Welcome back to Ravens Report. I love how this picture captures the essence of the Ravens-Steelers matchups. It's not just a collision game, it's a violent game every time these two teams meet. Courtney Upshaw, the Ravens' first draft pick this season, will play in his first ever Ravens-Steelers game on Sunday night. And the young man from Alabama has the good sense to know you prepare for this game months before it ever arrives.
What's up, this your boy Courtney Upshaw, second round pick of the Baltimore Ravens. Come on, we're gonna show you what we do. Get this workout in today.
Man, we ain't getting it in, man.
Tell them how you ain't touching weight yet. Today is the upper body day. Well, here I got elevations. Just because, you know, in college I had a couple stingers, so, you know, Coach Ball wanted me to just work on my shoulder strength by doing elevations. Coming in the weight room, if anything, you know, you love doing the bench. .455 was my highest bench max in college. You know, I tried to step up to 500, but I ain't there yet. But, you know, I'm still a big dude, though. You know, natural right there, Andy Schmidt. Well, I think the key thing here in the pros is that, you know, here, you know, they kind of want you to work on that fatigue factor, you know, pushing up fast and, you know, letting the weight down slow and then pushing back out. Just try to, you know, work on building your core muscles up. Honestly, I mean, I was a small dude coming out of college. My freshman year, you know, I was trying to get bigger. Really didn't have a weight issue or nothing. They just wanted me to get bigger, and I was on a whole bunch of muscle milk, put on like 20 pounds for a season. And every off season, I put on 20 pounds. So now I'm this big dude y'all see right here. That burn, hey, it's benefited me in the long run, so it's good. You know, like I said, I'm a big dude, kind of like it too. You know what I'm saying? The females like it too. You know, they see my arms and, you know. Let's get this thing done. You gotta work hard. You know, you're at a different level now. From high school to college, you try to work harder than the next man to get on the field. You gotta work hard. Get on that field, get in this weight room, get bigger, get stronger. Go out there, compete, do the thing you do best, play football. And that's my workout for the day. Next time you see me, you'll be seeing me using this. You know, everything we did in this weight room, try to use it in some shape or form out on the football field. You know, as a technique, preference, or whatever. Just go out and just, you know, you see me dominate all linemen. You know that, hey, it started in the weight room.
Sunday night in Pittsburgh, the Ravens will look for big plays from Terrell Suggs. Not just because he's such a big presence, but because he has such a history against the Steelers. Last 4 years, 12 and a half sacks, 4 forced fumbles against Pittsburgh. His play is not merely motivated, it's divinely inspired.
This tattoo right here is, you know, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And it says, for all my sins on it, I'm basically, you know, I got it because I come from a very, you know, Christian background. You know, my mother and father, you know, highly religious, the people say, but, you know, Christians, grandmother's Christian, pretty much we come from a very strict Christian background. And, you know, we all fall short of the glory of God. So pretty much that's just, you know, my reminder, you know, with all my shortcomings and all my flaws, that, you know, His mercy endure forever. And I just, you know, my own personal conviction, you know, whenever I look in the mirror, you know, He's there. Just as a constant reminder, He'll always be on my shoulder. So, and when it gets too much, He'll carry me. So, you know, I really love my Jesus tat, you know. My arms at times can be billboards, you know, and my arms are very big, and you know, I like my shoulder. I like my shoulder, and it's easier to take, you know, when it comes to tattoo. That's a good place to get it, because you've been getting shots in your arm ever since you were 6 years old. So this one took about 45 minutes. You know, my guy, he's a true artist. You know, he can draw you what you want, put it on you really fast. So this didn't take that long. It took probably about, I'll say close to an hour. So, you know, when you sitting there and you watching TV or you watching a movie and trying to keep your mind off it, you know, time flies. So if you don't have an idea in mind already, you know, you're telling what you want, and a true artist can kind of already picture in his mind what the tattoo looks like and what the finished product is supposed to look like. So you come in with your idea and he'll freehand draw it, or you'll come in with a picture of something already in mind. A true artist don't have any limits. They can pretty much draw anything you want, pretty much like my guy. So he drew this on a piece of paper and then put it on me, so it kind of flowed. And you can see I got the Jesus and I got the clouds around him, so, and it kind of carries into this one. So yeah, I mean, the reason I got, you know, his face and not his hands or a cross is because, you know, that's what, you know, in Christianity, that's what you search to find, you know, his face. So, I got his face as a constant reminder that, you know, he'll always be with me, no matter what storm, you know, I may come across or whatever I'm dealing with.
When we return, some final thoughts on the Ravens' first meeting with the Steelers, Sunday night on the road in Pittsburgh.